weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, where we desire to help you know God and discover your purpose. Whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out while you tune in with us today, thanks. We hope these next 5 minutes help you feel encouraged and inspired for your day.
Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and I want to thank you for joining me on another weekday podcast where today I want to talk about flowers in a pile of poo. I know that's not one you hear every day on the weekday podcast, but flowers and a pile of poo. In 1 Kings chapter 15, beginning of verse 14, listen to what the scripture says. Although he did not remove the high places, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. He brought into the temple of the Lord the silver and gold and the articles that he and his father had dedicated. Now, this may not sound like the title connects, but stick with me. You know, growing up, I really thought that I would be a politician. I loved politics. I still like to keep up with politics. I learned I didn't have the stomach for it. But you know, the key to accomplish anything in politics is compromise. There was a U.S. senator by the name of Mark Hatfield. He was a follower of Jesus who did an amazing job in letting his Christian light shine inside of his national politics. He lobbied for legislation that provided for the poor and oppressed, and he respected the rights of the individual, and he reflected traditional Christian values. But he knew that given the backdrop of a fallen world, you can't expect perfection. You have to give in to what you don't fully endorse in order to hold on to what really matters. That's the very nature of compromise. Well, in the scripture, King Asa understood that. I mean, he grasped it. In contrast to the corruption that had characterized Jewish religious life prior to King Asa, I mean, he was considered a saint, for goodness sake. I mean, he would have been the Mother Teresa of the Israelites' leadership. All the same, he wasn't successful in getting rid of all the garbage that had accumulated in the nation. There were still a lot of pagan practices, a lot of idols, a lot of shrines that remained no matter how big his influence or what he attempted to do. But King Asa remained faithful to the Lord. He continued to worship God with a pure and an undivided heart, even when there was proof of heresy all around him. He didn't compromise his firm conviction. He didn't compromise his beliefs. But he recognized that he couldn't legislate others' choices. His life was not without evidence of shortcomings, but he stayed on course with God. Does that sound familiar to you? You can still follow God, my friend, and you can still chase after God, and you can make progress even if you've failed or if others in your life refuse to follow God. You might feel like, well, you know what? Chuck is just too late. I can't become an influence for Christ. Look at the choices I've made. Look at the friends that I've hurt. Look at all the things I've done. But listen to me, friend, this is the beauty of the story of the gospel of Jesus. When we confess to the Lord our desire to stay focused on Him in spite of what remains a blur all around us, that type of admission is an act of worship. Today, let your prayer be, Lord Jesus, give me the determination to do what I can and not to be derailed and just completely thrown off course by those things that I cannot. Well, listen, friend, the Lord Jesus Himself wants you to find your own conviction. He wants you to find your own system of faith that is birthed and related and grounded deep into faith in Him and Him alone. And when you do, that conviction and that admission becomes your worship, and you will become flowers amongst the pile of poo. The world is full of a lot of rotten, stinking trash out there. You choose to be the flower. Although he did not remove the high places, Asa's heart was fully committed to the Lord all his life. He brought into the temple of the Lord the silver and gold and the articles that he and his father had dedicated. Become a King Asa and be the flower in the midst of the garbage. God bless you, friend. Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. Our prayer is that the encouragement you just heard would help you live more like Jesus today. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:15 and 11, and we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Thanks again for joining us today. As always, if today's message encouraged you, share it with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.